Okay, well,
how did I get into fiddle?
I took up the fiddle much later than everyone else, and it still is a problem for me. I took up the fiddle when I was 13 years old. I come from a classical music family. My mother was an opera singer, and she wouldn't swing if you hung her from a chandelier, as we used to say. But she was a great opera. But she knew all the words to jazz tunes and things like that. And I grew up, my father turned me on to all kinds of great black music, Mahalia Jackson, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, Miles Davis, Lester Young, Billie Holiday. So I grew up in a household where my mother was listening to opera and my father was listening to this other kind of stuff. And we lived in New York City, and I was 13, I turned on the radio and I heard this amazing fiddle sound, and it turned out to be Tex Logan, the great Tex Logan, playing Kill the Shanghai Rooster. You remember that? And it was like late at night, it was on the radio. It was one of those moments, like everyone else is talking about, where you realize your life will never be the same. I was like, what is that sound? That is unbelievable. So my parents got me a fiddle for my 13th birthday. And I wanted to play country music and bluegrass, but I didn't know what I was doing, and I lived in New York City. And I went into Manhattan to study with a guy named John Burke, who was a banjo player, who also became Mark O'Connor's first teacher. And a few years ago, I met this guy, John Burke, again. I said, you know, when I was younger, I was a student of yours, and Mark O'Connor was a student of yours. And he said, yeah, I know Mark O'Connor. I'm not familiar with you. So that was similarly demoralizing. To me. Everyone has a demoralizing story. I also took lessons with the great jazz violinist. I took two lessons with the great jazz violinist, Joe Venuti. And I played for him. He was an imposing guy, a big Italian mafia guy. And he hit my hand with his bow and he said, you're lost, you don't know where the blank you are. So that was scary also for me. I'm just giving you a very, like a psychological profile of why I'm such a disturbed individual. Not that, if you have to ask for forgiveness before you play, it's not a good sign. You know? I don't play well, but here's the reason why. One thing I thought we could all do is maybe play on a blues a little bit, because blues is something that's always been of interest to me, and swing music is, I consider myself a swing fiddle player, and blues is really a big part of bluegrass, and also a big part of swing music. So maybe I'll start by playing a little bit swing blues in E with these guys, and we can all join in.